machine to all the chicks. You're damn right. Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Yeah, it was hard work trying to cut that song short. It's such a brilliant song. I wanted to keep it going, but at 6.5 minutes, it's going to cut into my show. Welcome, everybody, faithful listeners. You're listening to Dr. Tony here on 104.6 Planet FM, and this is my show, Stone Cold Sober. I'd like to start off by, I've got a new listener listening today. I'd like to send a big shout out to the lovely Bianca. I think that takes my listenership up to probably 21 at the moment, so I'm climbing slowly. Okay, that opening song was Jane Says, the live version by Jane's Addiction. And, they're an American rock band from Los Angeles, formed in 1985. The two main members are vocalist Perry Farrell and Dave Navarro on lead guitar. Jane's Addiction was one of the first bands from the early 1990s alternative rock movement to gain both mainstream and media attention and commercial success in the US. The band's initial farewell tour launched the first Lollapalooza festival. In 1997, the band reunited with a special guest, Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, on bass guitar. Okay, now we have a rather talented chap from Warwick Nabeel in Victoria, Australia, going by the name of Nick Cave, one of my favourite artists. Nick Cave's baritone voice gives emotional intensity to his music, which follows a wide variety of influences and lyrical obsessions with death, religion, love and violence. He fronted his first band, The Birthday Party, in the early 70s, moving to London, where they became known as the most violent live band in the world, helping to inspire gothic rock. They moved to Berlin, where they eventually split and became Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Besides their many albums, Nick Cave and co-writer Warren Ellis composed film scores for such films as The Proposition and Hell or High Water. This song, Red Right Hand, is a theme song for the hugely successful TV series Peaky Blinders.
Where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Oh,
You'll see him in your head on the TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. He's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
That was Mr. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. It was their song, Red Right Hand. Okay, next we're going to go over to New York and listen to a band formed in 1981. They became prominent in the American noise rock scene and have been praised for having redefined what rock guitar could do. They headlined the 1995 Lollapalooza Festival before eventually disbanding in 2011. They have stated they will not be reuniting. This is Sonic Youth and their song Diamond Sea. Okay, you were listening, sorry, I cut that short. You were listening to Sonic Youth, and that was their song, The Diamond Sea. Now, I've got a huge show today, and all of these songs are long songs, so I might have to cut one of my songs out, but I'm going to try and play as many as I can. So we're going to go to a New Zealand artist now. This is a Kiwi band formed in Karanghape Road, known as K Road, in 2006. Audio Culture said their catchy, ramshackle melodies and deadpan observational lyrics are underpinned with subtle cynicism, the energy of your Friday night driven by the mentality of a Saturday hangover. This is Collapsing Cities and their very catchy song, Seriously.
Seriously, I really do think we can get along, even though we're an astrology disaster. I sure can give you some what you're after. Seriously, I really do think we can get along, even though we're an astrology disaster. I sure can give you some of what you're after. You've got some weird open relationship with your boyfriend. Are they ears? And as much as most men would revel in it, you know it's gonna end up in tears. Seriously,
catchy number, isn't it, for a Kiwi band? We have so many Kiwi bands that are underrated and they're underperformed on the on our commercial radio stations, which is a very sad thing. That's me enough bleating on again there. Okay, next we're going to go to, let me see if I've got the right guy here. I've got the wrong artist lined up. He jumped ahead, he jumped the queue. This is one of my favourite artists from Woking, England, going by the name of Paul Weller. He first achieved fame with The Jam, also achieving equal success with his next band, The Style Council, before having a successful solo career. His music is classed as new wave, punk, mod and blue-eyed soul. There's another new genre on me. I've got to get my act together and get these genres. I didn't know you need to do some study on this. He's more of a national star than an international one, with his songwriting firmly rooted in English society. Paul Weller is classed as a mod father and had a huge influence on Britpop bands such as Oasis and Blur, and has won 4 Britpop awards. This is his single, Broken Stones.
Like pebbles on a beach, kicked around, displaced by feet. All our broken stones, we're out trying to get home. Like a
father's reach. Too slow and sure to hit the peaks. Yeah, so last alone. Yeah, trying to get home. As another bit shatters, another little bit gets lost.
A very talented Paul Weller. Okay, next up we have an old flame of Mr. Nick Cave. She goes by the name of PJ Harvey, who is an English singer-songwriter primarily known as a vocalist and guitarist and is proficient with a wide range of instruments. Her music is classed as alternative, avant, indie, punk blues and folk rock. Among her many accolades, she is the only artist to have twice received the Mercury Prize in 2001 and 2011. Her album Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea was named in the 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. This song of hers, which is Good Fortune, is from that album. Okay, that was PJ Harvey and his song Good Fortune. Now, unfortunately, I'm going to have to bump my last song, which was a long song. I'm going to have to just fit one in now with an explanation and say goodbye and sayonara. This is Dr. Tony signing out with Prince Raspberry Beret.
Get a kiss.